flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play B-Migs.
B-Migs, don't be a loser. B-Migs, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Migs? I know Aaron from Nisqually is. Aaron, are you there?
Yeah.
Aaron, if you beat Mr. Migs today, I'm going to send you a super cute holiday card of us. How does that sound?
Ooh, I love holiday cards.
See, Danny, just like you, he loves the holiday cards.
Yay! All right, Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
Let's go.
For those playing at home, Aaron has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yep.
What season begins on December 21st?
Winter.
Yes. Who plays the title character in the John Wick movies?
Which one?
John Wick movies.
Keanu Reeves.
Correct. What gives human hair, skin, and nails their color?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Thank you.
The sky?
No. Do you want to pass?
Pass.
Bill Belichick recently was named head coach of what university?
UNC.
Yes. Florence Henderson was best known for starring in what sitcom?
The Brady Bunch.
Yes. What large ape is known as the man of the forest in Malaysia?
Orangutan.
Yes. Roughly how many minutes does it take for the sun's light to reach Earth?
4. Pass.
MLK Day is celebrated in what month?
Which one?
MLK Day.
February.
No. Aaron, you got 5 correct.
50%.
I'm going to be next time.
Hey, you still could this time. You never know. I'm kind of hoping for another tie.
Yes. No.
I don't know if we've had 3 ties in one day. I feel
tie,
like
tie, tie, tie.
I mean, I would love or if he lost, obviously. Steve.
Thanks.
Not Aaron. Well, Mr. Migs, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
What season begins on December 21st?
Christmas season.
Oh, no, that's already started.
What season, December 21st?
Yes.
Fall.
No.
Spring?
What in the what?
Winter,
no.
Winter.
Yeah, it's too late now.
Damn
Who
it.
Plays the title character in the John Wick movies?
Keanu Reeves.
Correct. That's what so gives terrible. Human hair, skin, and nails their color?
Light.
No.
Follicles?
No.
Genetics.
No. Bill Belichick recently was named head coach for what university?
University of North Carolina.
There we go. Okay. Yes. Florence Henderson was best known for starring in what sitcom?
Brady Bunch.
Correct. What large ape is known as the man of the forest in Malaysia?
Harambe.
No. Oh, Harambe.
Orangutan?
Correct. Nice. Roughly how many minutes does it take for the sun's light to reach Earth?
60.
No.
360.
No.
400.
No. MLK Day is celebrated in what month?
January.
There we go. What Pitch Perfect actress does the voice of Poppy in the 2016 movie Trolls?
Oh, crap. What's her name? Anna Kendrick.
Yes. Did he get it?
I feel like I got it.
Okay, fine. What is this? Well, in that case...
You trying to sabotage me?
Yes. Kinda. I was, actually, because that means you got 6 correct, which is not a tie. It's a win. 6-5.
Let's go.
Sorry, Aaron.
That's all right. We'll get him next time.
Yeah.
Sounds good, Aaron. I did it for Harambe.
Dude, winter.
I know. I know. After I guessed all the bad guesses that I gave, I realized how stupid I was.
Yeah, I was like, you deserve to lose after that.
I kind of did, yeah.
What gives human hair, skin, and nails their color?
I don't know.
Melanin.
The nail salon.
Oh, melanin.
Yes, melanin. Roughly how many minutes does it take for the sun's light to reach Earth?
Isn't it like 8 minutes?
It is 8 minutes. Yeah.
Oh, I totally did not hear that question right.
I know, well, you went with 400. I was like, what is happening?
I'm like, we would never see light then, Steve.
I don't know.
Danny, why do you know that fact?
I don't know. There was a science class I took one time, and I remember them saying if the sun like ever stopped working, it would be 8 minutes. You would know for 8 minutes, and then 1 second in, you would start freezing.
Whoa.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's kind of terrifying.
Yeah.
Well, congrats on beating Aaron, Steve.
Rockaholics, we have some brand new merch that you can snag in the rock shop at KISW.com. We've got a new rock flannel.
Yep.
It has a patch on the front or on the back. Plus, we've got a new pullover sweatshirt that Danny is wearing today.
Danny's rocking that right now.
It looks very nice on you, Danny.
Thank you.
You do rock. Get all your new KISW merch at KISW.com.
Perfect for the holidays.
Absolutely. Over the weekend, Soundgarden's surviving members reunited for a great cause. So how did that go? We sadly don't know from personal experience because it sold out very quickly. But our buddy concert photographer Iron Mike Savoia was there. And he's going to let us know all about it after Aerosmith.
The Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics, over the weekend, the surviving members of Soundgarden reunited under the moniker Nude Dragons, which is just the letters of Soundgarden all jumbled and...
What do they call that? An anagram,
an
right?
An anagram.
Anagram.
And we were not able to attend, but one of our very good friends, our concert photography buddy, Iron Mike Savoia, was there, and he joins us this morning.
What's up, Mike?
Oh, you know, early Monday morning and still dealing with live day photos from Friday.
You're a busy bee.
Yes, indeed.
But I did see you post some pictures over at, where was it, at the Showbox?
We got some for the, we got them up on KSW too, so...
And it was Soundgarden getting back together. They did, a 6-song set. They did the MC5 cover, Kick Out the Jams. But then they also did, a lot of, deep cuts for Soundgarden songs, which I thought was really freaking cool. Some stuff from, Ultra Mega OK and things along those lines. They did do Outshined, mm-hmm. which was awesome. But what was that like to be there to see those guys back up on stage again? Sadly, we don't have Chris Cornell with us anymore, but they had the help of Shayna Shepherd, who's a great singer, and also Duff McKagan jumped up on stage as well with them as well. What was it like for you watching and taking pictures of that?
You know, the funny thing, you asked that because it was like, I'm ready to take some photos. And as soon as Kim hit those notes on the guitar and Ben hit that bass and Matt jammed that drum, it made the hair on your arm stand up because it was that Soundgarden sound that you haven't heard in years. You know, and to be that close at the Showbox, to basically listen to Soundgarden play, it was really cool.
And I mean, you've been around doing the Seattle music thing and taking pictures and being a part of the Seattle music scene forever as well. And it felt like the most Seattle thing also in the sense that, these guys were always so unassuming, and it's not like they were ever they were larger than life. Rock stars because of their music, but not because of their personalities. They were just such chill dudes, and it seemed like such a Seattle thing to be like, let's get back together. We'll do it for a great cause, which is Seattle Children's Hospital. And, we'll do 6 songs. We'll get our friend Shayna to sing. It wasn't any kind of over the top production. It wasn't big pomp and circumstance. It was just let's just do something cool and let's get together and play music again.
Exactly. It was, scale down, just go out, have some fun. And, just jammed the Seattle scene. You know, the place was, you know, sold out. The benefit for Smooch, which goes towards children's hospitals, was amazing. They raised $2.2 million during the show.
Are you serious?
And yeah, it was pretty amazing, you know, and really cool with the, you know, people that run it, you know, like CEOs of Sub Pop, Megan Jasper, and you know, Nordstrom, and just a whole bunch of people, all great people, and you know, it was a great benefit.
If you had to pick out a favorite moment from the Soundgarden reunion over the weekend, what would that be for you, Mike?
Boy, you know, I think for me, it was just the energy in the place. You know, I've been to a billion shows over the years, and just the energy, you know, people so excited to see something like this, you know, rarity. And to think of all the Soundgarden fans around the world that are probably jealous as heck of us Seattle folks that, you know, were able to attend and witness something of this nature from the grunge era.
Yeah, I think for a lot of people, like, I don't think, myself included, I was like, there's never going to be a time where those guys are going to be up on stage again playing. If they're up on stage again doing something, maybe some covers or whatever, but to do Soundgarden songs again, I just didn't anticipate that.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and for me, too, it was like, I mean, they, like you said, they played some old stuff, you know? I mean, they opened with Hunted Down, and they played Flower. You know, that was, you know, it was really cool to hear in 2024.
I do have to ask one thing, though, because they did Beyond the Wheel, and it was a great performance, and Shana killed it. And then at the end of this, I got to ask if you were around her when this moment happened. I have the audio of it because I watched it on YouTube. And so she's feeling the moment. She finishes the song, and I think this must be the nightmare fuel for anybody in a band that wants to jump into the crowd, hoping that they're all going to hold you up, and you're going to have like that epic rock star moment. So she finishes. She looks at the crowd. I think I could read her lips, and she says, "Catch me." Turns around and just launches herself into the crowd. And nobody caught her, and she landed straight on the floor. And the audio of the person who was like bootlegging or recording it, you could hear what she says. And here's the audio from it.
I knew I was too heavy for you, mother.
Get up,
man. I knew I was too heavy for you, mother.
That was kind of crazy.
Hey, everybody okay?
Yeah, I think so.
That seems like a lot of people weren't expecting it. I love her comment of, "I knew it was too heavy for you mother blankers."
Yes, I was actually right there. And what happened too is, like, I had my camera, and I wear a wrist wrap. And so I have it on my right hand. And she says, you know, I'm gonna, you know, lay back. And everybody kind of bunched together. And then I was like, well, my right hand's taken, so I put my left hand out. I pretty much only got her ankle, and then everybody behind me just kind of spread out a little bit, and yeah, she went straight down, and I do have a photo that is pretty amazing. It's, you know, because, you know, a couple people got, you know, knocked over too, and also, so it was just like these, I turned around, and it was like bodies on the floor.
Oh, no. Mike, have you ever done a stage dive?
You know, I did, you know, I've never done a stage dive, but I have surfed the crowd. What was it? It was 2012 when Duff opened for Guns N' Roses in the Key Arena, and Duff jumped over me into the crowd with his guitar, and I had my fisheye lens on, so I just went chest first out on the crowd with him, and we went out, and that was one of my more famous Duff shots of him crowd surfing in
that's
the
cool
arena. Yeah.
Well, you live a pretty amazing life, Mike. You get to photograph all sorts of amazing events all the time, but being able to be there for Soundgarden surviving members reuniting, that is very special. And thank you for sharing photos. People can check you out on Facebook, facebook.com/Savoia Photography Live.
Yeah.
And please post that picture of everybody on the ground. I need to see that.
All right.
Right on, Mike. Thanks so much, and rock on.
All right. You guys take care. Thanks again.
So, Rockaholics, we know that you're a massive music fan. But do you think that you can name a song after only hearing a single second from the chorus? Prove that to us. And if you do, we'll hook you up with tickets to see Disturbed. They are bringing the 25th anniversary of the Sickness Tour to Climate Pledge Arena in Seattle on May 5th. 206-803-ROCK. We're going to play Hook or Shook at 920.
The Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics, all morning long, you've been texting, you've been calling, and we're finally checking in with the Rockaholics. So please do give a call if there's something you'd like to chime in on from the show this morning, or if you have something on your mind that you would like to discuss. 206-803-ROCK. Now, this past Friday night, we had Live Night at Showbox Soto, and calling in now is our favorite ukulele player in the entire world, Micah DaBeast. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, guys. How is everybody doing?
We're doing great. How you doing, man?
I'm doing excellent, man. I just wanted to call and say thank you to you guys first and foremost for having me back once again. It is my favorite night of the year. The whole staff is so kind to me and makes me feel like family. And the Rockaholics are so, so incredible. They make me feel like a rock star every time they see me. This past year, I've been playing shows all over the South End, and at every one of my shows, Rockaholics have come up to me and said that they started following me on socials because of you guys, because of seeing me and hearing me at Live Day. And it warms my heart so much. Words can't even express it. I really appreciate the heck out of you guys. And I had a super blasty blast once again. It's Live Night. Live Day is such an amazing event. I love you guys.
Well, crap, now it feels weird to tell you that you're never invited to come back again, but I'm kidding. Dude, you crushed it as always. It's always a blast watching you do your thing. And I just love that you take these rock songs and turn them into like these just quirky ukulele songs.
It's a fun thing to do.
Of the ones that you learned for Live Night, was there one that was the most challenging for you?
Yes, actually. The Rush song.
Oh.
So I knew that, you know, you love Rush and you love Primus as well. And those are both very complicated bands to learn, especially because they're so bass forward. And my ukulele is like a fifth of the size of a bass. It's so tiny next to a bass. So it was very challenging.
Wait, but Mike, are you telling us that you have little uke syndrome right now?
Well, sorry. You know, I used to play the bass, but I found that the ukulele makes my talent look bigger.
Yes, let's go.
Well, thank you again, Micah.
And we have a little bit of that just for the Rockaholics that missed Live Night. Here's Micah DaBeast doing Rush, Tom Sawyer, which it took me until the very end of you doing it until I finally put two and two together, and that was the song that you were covering.
No, his mind is not for rent to any god or government. Always hopeful, yet discontent. No changes are permanent. But changes, and what you say about his company, and what you say about society. Catch the witness, catch the wit, catch the spirit, catch the spit. Go Taran.
That was when I finally put two and two together. Before the Go Taran part, though. You crushed it, my man.
Thank you very much, brother. I appreciate you.
Thanks, Micah. Happy holidays. All right, on the spirit of Live Night, we're going to check in with old man Kenny in Gig Harbor. Kenny, you were listening all night long. How did you think we did?
You guys are awesome, man. You know, you guys are the rookies, too. You guys have been together a year. The Mint Show 20 next year, correct?
Correct.
Oh, my gosh. You're absolutely right. That's bonkers.
I was concerned that they were going to blow you out of the water, but guess what? You guys put on the smoke show.
Oh, I appreciate thanks, old man Kenny. That's rad.
Sorry to say. How does Thrill say it? I hate to tell you there was something. He has wording, I forget. But you guys just smoked, man. The ukulele dude was so awesome. Had me laughing. And you guys even had me crying with the Tatum birthday stuff.
Oh.
Phenomenal.
Thank you, man. Yeah, it was funny because at the beginning of the show, I mentioned how it was Tatum's birthday that day. I'm bummed that I couldn't be home, but it was cool to be with the Rockaholics. And I asked them all to say happy birthday to Tatum, and we videoed it, and I sent it to my wife. And I got a text back. I haven't been able to tell the update. got the text back from my wife, and she said Tatum thought that was silly. So I'm not sure if that means...
silly good or silly,
silly
bad.
Silly good or dad, you're embarrassing me, and I'm five. You already started embarrassing me as your dad. As the dad.
That was awesome. Yeah. Your alcoholics put on a great rendition of the birthday song for her.
Well, we didn't even sing happy birthday. We just said happy birthday,
happy
Tatum.
Just happy birthday, Tatum. You know what I mean?
No, I don't.
It's a rendition. It wasn't the real song. It was just a rendition.
It's not a rendition.
Part of the words in the song.
They literally just said happy birthday. That is, don't try. Don't try to save yourself.
Did the men's room sing to her?
I don't know.
No. Honestly, we did yesterday at the actual birthday party. And let me just say, Rockaholics, you're welcome for not singing or making you guys sing because we sounded pretty bad singing Happy Birthday.
Yeah,
we changed keys a couple times, but you know, we got through it.
Taryn, I looked over at you and you weren't singing at all.
I was too.
Okay.
I wanted to sing very quietly. I didn't want to, like, you know, upstage the rest of you.
I'm playing this off of my phone, but just this is what you called the rendition of the Happy Birthday song.
That was the modified live night version of the birthday song.
It wasn't even a song.
There was no melody. There was no beat. There was no music in the background.
You know, honestly, though, the way that Steve sings, just yelling, that kind of was singing.
You know what? You're not wrong. But to sum it all up, how was live night? Let's ask Big Walter Jones, Seahawks Hall of Famer.
You guys are weird, but I love it, man.
There you go. That was his analysis of our entire night.
I feel like all of us had very full weekends, just packed to the gills with activities. But one member of this show in particular had a first over the weekend, and it involved furries.
Check with Walt again.
You guys are weird, but I love it, man.
You're going to find out what happened at 9:50.
The Daily Mix Show.
Over the weekend, Danny V was doing it up at Emo Night, DJing for all the emo kids of Seattle and beyond, and it was a holiday theme, and then something different happened. You had a first, is that right?
It was Sad Santa Night. We made it snow inside with Christmas confetti, which was pretty awesome.
Love it.
And then the greatest moment of my life ever happened, and there was furries on stage.
I saw the video, and it looked like you had your own team of mascots, like little emo mascots, like sad pandas.
Yeah.
It was the funniest thing I think I've ever witnessed.
Well, not even just like, they weren't just in their furry costumes. They had emo shirts on, which was, one had one that said, I love emo bitches. The other one had a sad AF shirt on.
Like, if you didn't tell me what happened, I would have thought you guys just hired some mascots. Like, now Emo Night's got their own little vibe of mascot people.
The greatest part, though, is that, like, I didn't know this was happening, and so I'm just, you know, doing my thing at the DJ booth, and then all of a sudden I just look up and somebody's like, Danny, look. And I was like, and I was literally like, oh my God, it's furries. And I like ran over to them and gave them the biggest hug.
That's amazing. And how long were they dancing for?
They were there the entire night.
Did they on the stage the whole time?
They were on the stage. No, they went up, they did the photo booth, they went to the bar, got some drinks.
I bet everybody wanted photos with the furries.
Oh, I'm sure they did. There were so many photos being taken.
I remember a long time ago doing a wrestling event over at Evolve Fitness when there was the promotion called 3-2-1 Battle, and there was a wrestler, maybe rest in peace, a good buddy of mine, Scott Henson, went by Big Cat, and he embodied the furry lifestyle and like was popular in that world, and also his character was like, he was like a cat furry type of a thing going on. And I did not realize that that was the connection. I thought he just liked to dress like a cat, and that was his wrestling character. Until one time I looked out in the crowd, I'm like, there's like a whole section of furries watching. I'm like, oh, that's funny. They're all inspired by this cat costume, so they all put on animal costumes too. And finally someone's like, they're furries. He's like kind of like popular in the furry community, and that's why they're out here. I was like, oh my goodness, this is amazing.
Which wrestling community are you popular with, Steve?
Not the furry, the furries. Maybe the flurries.
The flurries.
Yes.
The ones that like snow, but not a lot.
Love snow. And also ice cream things with Oreo cookies smushed in them.
Oh, that's fair.
Yeah, the McFlurries.
I'm glad you had your furry first, Danny.
Oh my gosh, it was amazing.
The videos looked great. Thanks for sharing. There's a stripper from Portland who is making the news for what she did to their DJ. So what happened? We're going to tell you about it during the Daily Migs download after Everlast.
The Daily Migs Show. Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Ryan Castle joins us this morning.
Hi.
How are you feeling after live night?
Well, certainly better today than I was yesterday. And better yesterday than I was on Saturday. Saturday was touch and go, for real.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How late did the night go for you?
I don't
know. Oh, that good of a night.
Well, we all had a belly full.
That is a very good question, Steve, and one I'm not prepared to answer at this time.
We all had a belly full of one Krispy Kreme donut.
I know. I know. That was it. I had two donuts for dinner is what happened.
And a lot of alcohols.
Yes. There was some indulging happening. But I mean, it's the
old liquid diet.
It's the holidays.
bets are off in the holidays. It was a blast, though. That was a great time.
It was so much fun.
Yeah.
And it's such a great group of people. And, you know, not just the people that work here, but all the musicians that come play with us. All of our friends from the other radio stations that come in. I mean, it's oodles and oodles of fun.
What was the highlight for you?
Christmas in Hollis.
Christmas in Hollis was fun.
Yeah.
Somebody even texted and says, I hope you guys noticed how happy Steve was on the sleigh bells. I was fired.
I didn't even realize you were standing behind me until I saw the video later. Like, oh, Steve's standing there playing sleigh bells.
Dude, we were making like eyes at each other. Now I know why you don't remember much. Yeah.
I'll have to check my Uber receipt to see what time I got
home. Well, and I'm watching from outside, like from the crowd. I'm like, oh, hell yeah. And I was like feeling it. And I realized nobody is playing the sleigh bells, and somebody has to play the sleigh bells on Christmas in Hollis.
Absolutely.
So I was like, I was in that weird thing. I'm like, I don't want to like run up there and like rush the stage. I'm like, this is a cluster off as it is.
Yeah.
So I go over there. I look at one of the guys. I'm like, where are the sleigh bells? And they're like, we don't know. So
they're right over there.
Yeah.
When I was standing with Steve, and when he say he ran
like,
hard. He was like sprinting to the stage.
That's fantastic. You can see the video at KISW.com.
I found one, but two sleigh bells. Now I'm holding them, and I'm doing them in a way that looks very inappropriate, but I had to commit to it.
Yeah.
It was a good time.
Yeah, just keep them away from your face.
It's closer to your face anyway. Hey, the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. Seahawks, the four-game winning streak's done. They ended up losing to the Green Bay Packers 30-13, but they're still plenty of hope. Check out our Daily Migs Daily Podcast with Mitch Levy from Mitch Unfiltered. He kind of breaks that all down because, I mean, they're still in first place. They're tied with the Rams. The Rams kind of have the upper hand, though. But, you know, there's three games left. So go Hawks.
Lesson learned, though. Don't wear the action green.
Again. Yeah. I thought we knew that already.
Apparently we didn't.
Okay.
Nobody got the memo.
A strip club DJ in Oregon is being treated in the hospital after one of the dancers started stabbing him multiple times in the back.
Dude, I saw that video.
His name is Duncan Allen. He has worked at Casa Diablo Vegan Strip Club for over a decade, and this is him talking about what happened.
I was basically on my computer getting some songs ready, and next thing I know, it felt like a 500-pound man punched me in the back basically as hard as humanly possible. So I turned around expecting there to be like a huge dude like about to fight me and hit me, and it was her, and she was standing there holding the knife. I still didn't know I was stabbed at that point, but then I took a breath in and I realized that my left lung had collapsed.
Wow. That's wild. And by the way, is vegan strip club not the most Portland thing you've ever heard in your life? That is so... That should be on the Portland city flag.
It's like right next to the vegan donut place. You have the vegan strip club place.
Vegan strip club is the most Portland thing ever.
Very on brand.
Hey, as far as weather, we're going to have a very vegan 46 degrees. It's going to rain as well. The DMD. That's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with the Morning 12 Pack.
The Daily Mix Show.